Friends, we're going to start our sing-along here, and Glenda is going to help us with that. Thank you so much, and so we're going to have a little bit sing-along. Thank you. That we will have a wonderful year as we come to worship together. Otherwise, I hope that you enjoy your new year. We also enjoy our new year too. We got our grandchildren to come and stay. If my hair gets a bit lighter or grayer because of my grandchildren, but we enjoy them immensely. So we'll be able to look after our older one, and she just turned out 12. Going to 16, I think. It's so much different. I retired about 10 years ago or more so that we can look after them because my daughter, her mother is a physical therapist. So just a request to Gwenda, I said, "Mom, please look after my daughter, my daughter, because I have to work. Otherwise, they wouldn't let me be a physical therapist." So we sort of decided to do that, and we enjoyed it. Oh, I think Gwenda enjoyed it. I'm a driver, so more or less, I drive and they're hungry, I will cook. If I can't cook, I will buy it. So God is good to be able to have this wonderful life, to have grandchildren. Being Chinese, I've been here for 60 years, I think, but always Chinese, if you're Chinese, is nothing like to have grandchildren. Because they are the joy to see that my daughter went, this one particularly, went to some of your house there. You would not believe they're going to turn out to be so well, you know, looking after their daughter so well. Got three kids working full time and to have a husband to look after too. But both of them doing well, so we thank the Lord for that. Somehow to be able to see, you know, our daughters turn out to be a wonderful mother. And what else do, you know, you would ask, you know, to see our own children, they're doing so well. Having said that, then, welcome, and we will come to call to worship. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name. As we journey through life, you are always with us. This is a season to hope and to believe. In this season of possibilities, Christ walked with us. How majestic is your holy name. We will come to our opening prayer and we have a responding as well, please. God of new beginning and faithful endings, walk with us into this new year of 2024.
Show us the majesty of your presence, that we may walk forth in light and hope. May our love for you be made known in our love for one another.
Help us to forgive ourselves for past failings, even as we open our hearts to the possibilities that lie before us. Guide us to walk into this new year with hearts full of expectant longing.
Amen.
Now we shall turn to our first hymn, 207. Jesus shall reign wherever the sun. Thank you. Thank you for any possibilities, and we pray for faith to enter them in your strength.
Amen.
As forgiven sisters and brothers in Christ, let us be signs of light and love as we share the peace of Christ together with one another. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you too.
Is that okay, Wendy? We will have a little bit. Okay. Good. Now the next song that we have is actually is a topic that we will talk about. I think somehow when we're beginning the new year, we have a new resolution. And I think for Christians, we also need a new resolution. And hopefully we will count God into part of our way of thinking there. How we can not only have a new plan. My daughters, they are planners. Being a worker for the Oscar, they're somehow being a leader too. They have to plan everything. And even plan my life. So somehow it's good to have God and guide us as well. So we're going to sing this wonderful hymn, Guide Me, Thou Great Jehovah.
Never let go of loyalty and faithfulness. Tie them around your neck. Write them on your heart. If you do this, both God and people will be pleased with you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely on what you think you know. Remember the Lord in everything you do, and He will show you the right way. Never let yourself think that you're wiser than you are. Simply obey the Lord and refuse to do wrong. If you do, it will be like good medicine, healing your wounds and easing your pains. And our next reading comes from 1 Peter 5, 6 to 11. Humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand so that He will lift you up in His own good time. Leave all your worries with Him because He cares for you. Be alert. Watch out. Your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. be firm in your faith and resist him, because you know that other believers in all the world are going through the same kind of sufferings. But after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to share his eternal glory in union with Christ, will himself perfect you and give you firmness, strength, and a sure foundation. To him be the power forever.
Thanks, Mom. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we stand today on this first week of the year 2024. And we can't go wherever we ought to be because God is available to guide our way every day in our daily living and also in our church lives. The Proverbs chapter 3 that Vaughan just read to us, in verses particularly, verse 5 and 6, saying to us to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly. We rely on our own understanding. For human insights are never enough. Dr. D.L. Moody, the founder of Moody Bible Institute, this is what he said. There is nothing so small but that we may honor God by asking his guidance for it, or insult him by taking it into our own hands. It's so humbling experience to know that this is our Almighty God. And he sort of look for us so that we can talk to him. God will guide us when we allow him by doing these three things. Let us pray, shall we pray? May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, the Lord of my rock and my salvation. Amen. So out of that three things, the first one is hold on to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says that trust in the Lord with all your heart. To lean completely into the strong arms of God that holding on to us, that somehow is a prerequisite. I'm sure that many of us, we know Corrie ten Boom, the Dutch that escaped from that concentration camp. This is what she had to say. I have learned to hold everything loosely. That way, it doesn't hurt much when God takes them from me. So this surrender leaves no room for our own anxiety, but asks us to trust God totally. We are to trust God with all our hearts and not depend on what we know. It's amazing the word heart in Hebrew chapter 3 here. The Hebrew word is laba or leba. L-E-B-A-R. The word laba refers to five faculties in our body. Our emotions, intellect, understanding, will, and discernment. The whole lot that help us to be an intelligent person. All the terms include God in everything. By doing this way, we give God a chance to keep you and me on the right track. Mostly, we may not always know what lies ahead. Trust God in every situation in our lives By doing this, we know God won't let us down. How assurance that we can feel. A little girl said to her mother, "Mommy, you and Daddy acted very, very worried and scared at the dinner table last night. Was it because you thought the bad people would do the bad thing to our country?" "Mommy, when I was or when I worried and scared, you comfort me. God will comfort you. And I'm sure God will tell you the things, just like you tell me. He will take care of us." And his mother's being an active Christian, she felt so convicted by her daughter's sweet trust in the care of God. So she said, "I guess we did act worried and scared. I'm sorry, dear." We trust God when we are unaware of our own needs, our wants, our desire, and we lost and lonely, sad and scared. When there is no one else to trust, where do we look for help? We can trust what God has done for us in the past, and now He is doing it, and also will continue to do in the future, because Christ Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can say amen to that. Holding on to God. Now we come to the second point. Seeking God's ways. God could make our path straight, but He wants us to learn to acknowledge Him. Confidence, peace, and motivation to seek God only come when we know God is walking with us every step of the way. We can be so occupied, can't we, with all sorts of things, working, hobbies, families, grandchildren, church, friends, appointments, doctors, and specialists. By all these commitments or distractions, we can miss His guidance. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Leave all your anxiety on God because He cares for you and for me." God will not only guide us in the right way, but He's also removed obstacles from our ways and bring us for the better outcomes. Those who are seeking God have an easier and less problems in life. It is about knowing that God's plan might be different from ours, and yet we were at peace because we are confident that His ways are best for you and for me. Dr. Billy Graham said, "Trust in yourself and you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends and they will die and leave us. Trust in money and you may have it taken away from you. But trust in God. You are never to be confounded in time and in eternity." Holding on to God seeking God's plan or ways in our lives. And now we come to the last point. Overconfidence, disappointment. We only defeat ourselves and God's purpose when we depend on our own understanding. In Romans chapter 11, verse 33, it says, "The depth of the riches of the knowledge of God and His paths is beyond tracing out." It's the only verse in the Bible saying to us, there is no research, there is no find out, there is no discover, can be as good or compared with the knowledge of God. Some people pay an unnecessary high price to learn that self-management leads to defeat, disaster, and disappointment. You remember Abraham and Sarah decided not to trust God and learn on their own understanding. We can read it in Genesis chapter 17. God promised a son after many years of waiting. And Sarah, you know, how old was she? 90 years old. Not bad. But it's somehow, you know, might be, we think, it's sort of, you know, out of the thing. And she can't wait any longer. We can understand that. Sarah gave her servant Hagar to her husband Abraham. So Ishmael was born. And a year later, Isaac was born. Hostility, jealousy between the two women and two boys came to an ugly head and crisis. Hagar and Ishmael, mother and son, were sent away. And their personal hostility escalated into national and international hate, hunting, and war. Sisters and brothers, we only defeat ourselves and God's purpose when we lean on our own understanding. In conclusion, without God's guidance, we are liable to get it wrong. God wants to give us His guidance. He knows our need of it. He knows our failure without it, mistake of the immature confidence and that sense of being know-it-all. That's a failure. God can and will guide us when we allow Him to do so. Our loving God has a unique plan for each and every one of us. Let us pray. Lord God, please guide us in our lives, our families, work, church, and everything we do. Please help us to trust You with all our hearts, lean not our own understanding. We believe and trust that You will make our ways clearer throughout this brand new year, 2024. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Now we're going to sing our next hymn and then we're going to have an offering as well. Bread Now, the Bread of Life. Let us pray and to seek your responding as well, please. We bring our offerings that your work may be carried on both in this place and those far and near.
Our gifts are extended all of our love for you, but they are more. They are concrete expressions of our dedication.
Our gifts are practical ways in which we demonstrate our love and concern.
Accept our gifts and use them in a way that is pleasing to you.
Bless us in order that we may be a blessing. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Okay. Now we come to our Holy Communion. The invitation. Let us draw near to the holy table. This is the table of our Lord has prepared for those who love him. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Sisters and brothers, let us hear the word of this sacrament as recorded by the Apostle Paul. For I have received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in." And the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Could I invite our elders now, please? Now we come to the great Thanksgiving. We add the OP of Thanksgiving. Thank you. Now let's come together as we have the responding sentence as well. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart. It is. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right that we should always offer thanks, O God, because you have created and sustained us at all things. Therefore, we join all faithful people to praise you and say, let us say together, please.
Holy,
holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you, Almighty God, that in your mercy you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks for his humble birth, for his life and ministry of love, for his suffering and death on the cross, for his glorious resurrection and ascension, and for the promise that he will come again. According to the holy institution and the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in remembrance of him, we do this. Jesus took bread, and he blessed and broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." In the same way also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." Amen. Sisters and brothers in Christ, our elders will take the bread and the cup to you, and would you wait, and we're going to partake and drink together. This is an open table. It's open to us all when we have Jesus in our heart and trust him as our personal Savior. All things are ready. Thank you. Sisters and brothers in Christ, these are the love of Christ. His blood and his body shed and broken for us. Take it in remembrance of him. We thank you, God, our Heavenly Father, that through word and sacrament, your dear Son, who is the true bread of heaven and food of eternal life. So strengthen us in your service, that our daily living may show our thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have our prayer, the intercessional prayer. Thanks, Chairman.
To our dear Holy Father, who art in heaven, Happy New Year! We sing to you, Lord God, from our sunny little patch of the world on the first Sunday of 2024. What a blur it has been to get here. We feel like there hasn't been much of a chance to stop and catch our breath, so thank you for this space to sit and be still with you. Please be with us now as we offer a Jesuit blessing and an Ignatian prayer for the new year. May God make our new year a happy one, not by shielding us from all sorrow and pain, but by strengthening us to bear it as it comes. Not by making our path easy, but by making us sturdy to travel any path. Not by taking hardship from us, but by taking fear from our heart. Not by granting us unbroken sunshine, but by keeping our face bright even in the shadows. May God make our year a happy one. Not by making our life always pleasant, but by showing us when people and their causes need us most, and by making us anxious to be there to help, in a good way. May God's peace, hope, love, and joy be with us as we travel through this year ahead. God of all time, help us enter the new year quietly, thoughtful of who we are to ourselves and to others, mindful that our steps make an impact and our words carry power. May we walk gently. May we speak only after we have listened well. May we find the strength to be the person we want to be with your help this year. Creator of all life, help us enter the new year reverently, aware that you have endowed every creature and plant, every person and habitat with beauty and purpose. May we regard the world with tenderness. May we honor rather than destroy. May we strive for peace where we can, with your spirit to guide us. Lover of all souls, help us enter the new year joyfully, willing to laugh and dance and dream, remembering each other's many gifts and your gifts to us with thanks. May we release the pains and tribulations of last year and be ready to embrace your newness of life, looking forward to blessings to come. May we welcome your lavish love with open hearts and open arms, and may we receive each new day you give us in the same way. In this new year, may the grace and peace of Christ bless us now and in all our days ahead. Amen. So, shall we pray? Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive us our debtors. And deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Sing our last hymn, which is In Heavenly Love Abiding. Thank you. Gracious Heavenly Father, help us to take with us a sense of your powerful presence, knowing that wherever we go, you will be there ahead of us, that whenever we need your strength, it will be available to us through the tremendous power of your mighty Holy Spirit, and that we can live boldly in your name every moment of the day, ahead of us throughout 2024. Amen. We'll sing our Shalom song. Thank you.